All this week, we're looking at how different counties are cracking down on illegal vacation rentals. We focus on the Garden Isle today. Kauai, along with other neighbor islands, has seen an increase in illegal rentals, exacerbating a housing crunch. But Kauai officials believe that their partnership with a high-tech vacation rental enforcement firm has helped deter illegal operators from starting back up. The conversation's Harrison Patino spoke with Kauai County Planning Director Ka'aina Ho on the department's ongoing efforts to contain illegal vacation rentals.
We have procured a particular vendor by the name of Host Compliance that uses an array of different digital strategies and algorithms to monitor the World Wide Web and identify illegal vacation rental operators. The first time we met actually with Host Compliance was a few years back, and they had anticipated roughly 1,200 illegal vacation rentals, roughly 1,200 to 1,500 illegal vacation rentals operating on our island. It had been a few years since we first met with them, and we finally procured their services to help identify these illegal vacation rental operators. And after we procured the services, the numbers actually came back significantly lower than we had anticipated when we first signed the contract. The numbers we're getting from Host Compliance right now is roughly around 200 to 300 illegal vacation rentals operating on our island. And when I talked with the CEO, actually, and because I had grave concerns, I was fairly upset with them, given that the first numbers were 1,200 to 1,500, the CEO's response was, "Hey, Ka'aina, when we first talked, it was a few years ago. Since that time, the County of Kauai has been fairly successful in a lot of our appeals. In fact, we had one appeal that was originally levied a $10,000 fine, and the hearings officer sided with the County of Kauai's enforcement team and actually put on place a $150,000 fine. And so, well, at least Host Compliance and others have been saying is that in response to us being able to prevail in a lot of these contested cases with substantial fines, a lot of those in the illegal vacation rental industry are actually pulling out on their own accord. So right now, like I said, we're at about 200 to 300 illegal vacation rentals on Kauai.
Interesting. Now, we're actually seeing a lot more different kinds of vacation rentals in terms of people renting out tents or renting out boutique camping experiences out of the back of an SUV. I don't want to say smarter, but are illegal operators getting more creative in terms of how they're employing these illegal vacation rentals?
Yeah, so that's actually what the vast majority of the, 200 to 300 advertisements that we're seeing that are being identified as illegal operations, the vast majority of them are actually now in the camper van and tent rental category as opposed to your typical Airbnb house or apartment rentals. And so we are looking at cracking down on those operations where appropriate. You can rent a car at, your standard car rental company and use it to go around the island. And many of these folks function in that same manner. So we just make sure that these folks are renting the cars from the appropriate area, be it a commercial zoning district or an industrial zoning district. If they're renting these cars out of a residential neighborhood on agricultural land, we do shut these operations down. And then where people are taking these camper vans is of particular concern to Kauai. If they're taking to designated camping areas that it is permissible, then we have no problem. But what we're finding in a lot of these scenarios is people are illegally trespassing on private property and essentially sending the people that rent their vehicles onto these properties without the property owner's consent. And that is of particular concern, and we're trying to monitor and work with both our Parks Division as well as our Police Department in making sure that type of activity doesn't continue.
On neighbor islands, we've even seen vacation rentals being used on conservation lands. Is that a similar problem in Kauai?
There is some of that issues, and we actually specifically have a task force that works in conjunction with our Department of Land and Natural Resources, Office of Conservation and Coastal Lands, who does have the actual regulatory oversight of these lands. And so we do work with them if we've identified any illegal operations on conservation land, to get them that information so that they can use it in their enforcement effort.
Strictly speaking, illegal VR management is nothing new for the county. Policies have been in place since 2008, but because of a recent uptick in outer island TVR cases, has anything been changed policy-wide at the department level to combat the increase? Have there been more aggressive policies that have been put into place?
As far as staffing and resources, we have put a fair amount more of staff and resources behind monitoring the World Wide Web as well as procuring services like Host Compliance. But then, for the most part, when we get illegal operations in our fold and we identify them and put them on notice, for the most part, those individuals do come into compliance. It's a handful of individuals that are operating illegally, and once they're put on notice, continue to operate illegally. And these folks are entitled to their due process rights and to go through appeals in the court system. But we essentially have over the past few years held a line to say, yes, if you appeal, if you attorney up, our attorneys are going to meet you on that field as well and hold the line. And so holding that line has been of particular success in establishing a precedent of us maintaining a fine structure that other individuals have to adhere to as well. So that's one avenue. We recently were also granted the ability from the county council to levy, if you don't pay attention to the fines and you don't want to, or you attempt to get around paying the fine and don't pay it, we also now have the authority to levy a lien on the property. And if a property owner owns their property outright and they have no intention of selling it, a lien is a very little threat to them. All it does is it clouds title and disallows the sale of a property from happening. But a lot of these properties are held in by mortgage, and the banks will not generally allow for liens to take place on a property. So often banks will come in and foreclose on a property if the county has levied a lien on it. And so this has gotten a lot more attention from vacation rental owners that are under threat of being foreclosed if they continue to operate illegally.
We've been seeing a decrease on Oahu for transient vacation rentals, but an increase on the neighbor islands. Where does Kauai stack up against the rest of the islands? Is it better or worse than the average?
Given the numbers I have from host compliance, we are seeing a diminishment in our illegal vacation rentals. However, we still are seeing increases happen in our visitor destination area. And our visitor destination here in Kauai is those tourist areas that were specifically set aside to have vacation rentals. So we do see vacation rental operations increasing in these visitor destination areas, but the county's position is it's the appropriate area, and we're more than welcoming and accommodating to those operations in those specific areas.
Switching gears just a little bit here, we have a lot of incoming fear here because of the coronavirus and the effects that that might have on our tourist industry statewide. Do you think that these fears are going to bring usage down either for transient vacation rentals or permitted vacation rentals altogether?
I would imagine so, just given the overall concern that happens with travel and the potential virus being spread through either airplane travel or just, you know, in and out traffic. So I'm going to imagine, you know, over time that indeed it's going to have an effect both on legal as well as illegal operations here in Kauai and throughout the state.
So, I mean, the fact still stands that people are mostly using these unlicensed TVRs because they're a whole lot cheaper than other alternatives. What would you say to the average tourist or consumer who's coming here and using the services of these unlicensed TVRs as an affordable alternative to high-cost hotels or lodging?
The department understands that for many TVR operations, they are much more affordable than some of your standard hotel accommodations. However, like I said earlier, we have a visitor destination area where legal vacation rentals are allowed to operate. Some of them, many of them, are indeed at a lower price threshold than your standard resort fare. And we just ask, you know, the consumer, the visitor, to adhere to those in the visitor destination area that are legally operating and to stay out of the illegal areas, to stay out of our agricultural lands in our residential neighborhood.
That was Kauai County Planning Director Kaina Hull and the conversation's Harrison Patino talking about ongoing efforts to crack down on illegal vacation rentals on the Garden Isle.